From Church Leaders, How to Become a Saint by Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The word saint in Greek denotes set apart, separate, and holy. If we are to be saints in our day, we need to separate ourselves from evil conduct and destructive pursuits that are prevalent in the world. We are bombarded with visual images of violence and immorality. Inappropriate music and pornography are increasingly tolerated. The use of drugs and alcohol is rampant. There is less emphasis on honesty and character. Individual rights are demanded, but duties, responsibilities, and obligations are neglected. There has been a coarsening of dialogue and increased exposure to that which is base and vulgar. The adversary has been relentless in his efforts to undermine the plan of happiness. If we separate ourselves from this worldly conduct, we will have the Spirit in our lives and experience the joy of being worthy Latter-day Saints. As saints, we also need to avoid the worship of worldly gods. President Gordon B. Hinckley expressed the desire that everyone might have some of the good things of life, but cautioned, it is the obsession with riches that cankers and destroys. The prophet Moroni, speaking of our day, warned about the love of money and substance and suggested that we would love them more than we love the poor and needy, the sick and the afflicted. Mormon chapter 8, verse 37. If we are to be worthy saints, we should minister to others and adhere to the Savior's admonition to love God and our fellow men. Separation from the evils of the world needs to be accompanied by holiness. A saint loves the Savior and follows him in holiness and devotion. Evidence of this kind of holiness and devotion is exemplified by consecration and sacrifice. President Hinckley taught, without sacrifice, there is no true worship of God. Sacrifice is the crowning test of the gospel. It means consecrating time, talents, energy, and earthly possessions to further the work of God. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 8, it concludes, "All who are willing to observe their covenants by sacrifice, yea, every sacrifice which I the Lord shall command, they are accepted of me." Saints who respond to the Savior's message will not be led astray by distracting and destructive pursuits and will be prepared to make appropriate sacrifices. The importance of sacrifice to those who want to be saints is exemplified by the atoning sacrifice of the Savior, which is at the center of the gospel. See Alma chapter 34, verses 8 through 16. Adapted from the October 2003 General Conference Address, Are You a Saint?
Sidebar: How have you applied this? The Lord's side will always be the winning team. I want the blessings and promises of being a worthy Latter-day Saint because they are way better than anything the world has to offer. When I keep these things in mind, tough decisions become easier to make. Emily L., age 17, Utah, USA. Let your voice be heard. Share your experiences in being a saint and read the experiences of other youth by going to lds.org/go/saint-ne-4.
End of the section from Church Leaders, How to Become a Saint by Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by David Shaw.